You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for Mike Rosenthal joining us from the Southwest Miami Hall of Fame. Some really big names going in on February 25th. And Rod Mack from South Florida Express, formerly of Monsignor Pace and the University of Miami's, really turned into quite a guru. University of Miami made a hire today. I know everybody's been waiting and waiting and waiting, more so for the offensive coordinator because they just lost their defensive coordinator. But the Hurricanes went away, and then they signed Lance Guidry. Here's somebody who's familiar with Florida. He coached at FAU for a minute with a couple of years ago, Willie Taggart. Also coached Willie Taggart back in the day at Western Kentucky. He's had experience. He just was recently hired as a defensive coordinator at Tulane. And we know the Green Wave had a tremendous season this past year, beat USC in the bowl game. But all of a sudden, something that Mario Cristobal probably said to him, said, listen, you come down, you know, be on the ground floor as we build up. We have some athletes. We got some kids in. And here's Lance Guidry. He's your new defensive coordinator, somebody who's been writing about that and other things for the last, about a year and a half from the University of Miami standpoint. Is Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County. He's kind enough to join us. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, I know people probably beat down your door and texted you and Frank around the clock trying to find out who this was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on. It definitely is a hire that I would definitely co-sign. I think he's a guy who can jump in right in the fold and be successful. He's got a pedigree to be aggressive on defense, and I think that plays to Miami's strengths. But I like the hire from Miami, and I'm excited to see what he does with his defense.
Yeah. Well, he went in with Charles Huff's inaugural season at Marshall, and I remember when he went there, and, you know, he did some recruiting down here, and I think that a lot of people liked him, just the way he dealt with the coaches, just, you know, his track record, whether it be at McNeese State or Miami of Ohio, which Miami happens to open up with next year. But here's somebody that comes aboard, and you know how this world is because you're in it as far as, you know, trying to get the inside track or get the scoop on it. This is a name that we never saw at all over the last week.
Right, it isn't. It's not a name that many really kind of had on the radar. And I think that's kind of how Mario Cristobal likes it, right? Kind of stay under the radar. And obviously there were negotiations probably going on while Kevin Steele was making his exit here. But like I said, this is exactly how Cristobal would want it, kind of under the radar. But I think he is a guy that is going to be successful at Miami just because he is a defensive-minded guy who focuses on the defensive backs especially. So right. He kind of focuses on that particular area, and he was able to kind of adjust to different schemes over the years. I think he is someone who can work well and gel with the current staff and generate some wins for this program.
Yeah. No, and, you know, we heard everybody's name. We heard Charlie Strong would move into the position because it was easier, and even Jason Taylor, and we heard all those names. What makes Lance Guidry so intriguing? I mean, is it because he has been at a lot of these places, because his ability, as you said, to work with safeties and defensive backs, a lot like Nick Saban does at Alabama? Was that the thing that kind of maybe caught Mario Cristobal's eye, because of the fact that he's always had success? He got a lot of glowing reports from what I hear from everybody that this University of Miami contingent talked to. Is that probably it? I mean, he comes in here with that fire. He comes in there with that enthusiasm, something that the coaching staff didn't have outside of Cristobal last year.
I think you hit it right on the head at the end there. I think it's the fire and the enthusiasm that he brings. And, you know, my guys, the Euro Twins of 305 Sports, you know, they work with CanesCounty.com as well. And they just posted a video on their platform where he is motivating the kids at Western Kentucky. So you really got to get a sense of him and who he is as a person and what he can bring and how he can energize this program. And the second thing that really kind of intrigued me about him is that he's kind of based out of Louisiana, which is a hotbed for talent as well, that Miami hasn't really tapped into a lot as of late. I mean, it's not since, you know, the days of Ed Reed and Reggie Wayne that have they really gotten players from, or top-level players from that area. And that's why he was considered for that Tulane job, because obviously he's got, you know, kind of a stamp over there in Louisiana. So that's kind of what intrigues me about him, is that he can recruit that area at a high level.
Yeah, good point. Marcus Benjamin joins us, Canes County. They're doing a great, you guys do an awesome job. I mean, in every level, whether it's game coverage or Frank Tucker with the recruiting and yourself going to a lot of events. On the offensive side, I know there's been a lot of names bantered out there to the point where, you know, I mean, you could get yourself dizzy with all the names that are being thrown out. Do you prefer one offensive coordinator to another? Because that's one thing that we know. That's got to be hired this week, because you got 3 weeks before spring practice starts. And obviously you got to get that philosophy aboard with any offensive coordinator comes in. Anybody in mind? Any type of person in mind?
Well, I think the front runner right now is Jason Candle. I think he's the guy to really, really consider here out of Toledo. Toledo actually re-signed him. He's head coach, so, you know, he knows the ins and outs of the program. And from what I understand, Miami really likes him. And I think he would be a good fit because of that head coaching experience that he has. I mean, he's recruited some top name guys out there, Deontay Johnson, who plays with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kareem Hunt, are just some names that come out of that program. And he's a guy that I think can like the D coordinator hire, really just kind of energize this program. And because it seemed to have a lack thereof towards the end of the season. And I think, you know, some new juice or fire, I should say, from a guy like Jason Candle could re-energize his program as well.
I agree. And not only that, I mean, it'll be a stepping stone, obviously. He's a head coach now, and he wants to be maybe one at a higher level, maybe a Power 5 school down the road. But here's an opportunity for him to kind of put a stamp on what he could do on the offensive side of the ball, because when he signed or somebody pursues the next head coaching job, which is, as we're finding, Marcus, I mean, it happens every year. I mean, there's tons of guys, you know, just when you think the book's closed. Does he have an advantage coming into a situation like the ACC where Mario Cristobal pretty much surrounds him with some pretty decent coaches on that staff? Obviously, they've gone heavy into developing the offensive line, which is going to make his job a lot easier. They got some really good running backs and outstanding type of quarterbacks. But also from a wide receiver standpoint, he could elevate that room as well.
Yeah, once again, you hit it on the head, Blue. He is a wide receiver-centric type of guy. He played wide receiver at Mount Union, which actually happens to be the same alma mater of the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, who's playing in the Super Bowl this week. So he kind of brings that knowledge to the game. And as you know, Josh Gattis was also the wide receivers coach as well. So there's high possibility that he could be, injected into both roles there as the wide receivers coach and the offensive coordinator position. So, yeah, I think, especially down here, you need a guy who is experienced at that position to bring some of the top-level talent in South Florida. And I think Candle could be definitely that guy to do that.
Good stuff. Marcus, before we let you go, let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, your website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. CanesCounty.com, part of the Rivals Network. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search Canes County.
Good stuff. I appreciate you, man. We'll have you back. We'll talk a little bit about the hiring, and we'll look at the – we'll kind of preview a little bit of spring in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Marcus. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Blue.
Good stuff. Marcus Benjamin, Canes County, they do an awesome job. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Do not go away. I know the State of the Union's coming on, but you can always catch up with that. But you could also catch up with us as well. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit quarterbacks, the quarterback guru from South Florida, or the entire state of Florida. Baylen Trujillo is on deck.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.